and feed
the flock.
All right. And a hen on a nest of eggs is called a what?
A sitting hen.
All right. And what's the place where chickens live?
A hen house. Chicken house.
All right. And do you know another word for it?
A coop.
All right. And now, is there like a different place for the little chickens and the
a brooder.
Who lives in the brooder?
The biddies, the little chickens.
All right. And what about the roosters? Where do they live?
They roost on the they live in the house, but they'd be on a roost.
And what about the females, the hens, where they live?
They all, well, usually when you have chickens that way, you put them all together, you know, you have only about two roosters to a flock of chickens, and they all roost together.
Mm-hmm. All right. And, well, now, when you eat the chicken, you might, there's a bone that the children might like to get.
Wishbone.
Yeah, and what do you do with it?
Oh, yeah, and children pull it and break it, and the one gets the longest part, put it over the door or something like that.
Oh, really? What happened?
Well, they said when the first one come on there, there's something about the luck. I don't know.
Well, is it good luck for the
Yeah, part? That's what they say.
And now what about the smaller piece?
It just lost out when you get the small piece. Don't mean nothing.
You know, you have the word besides wishbone.
Pulley bone.
Is that a word you'd use?
Pulley bone. Right.
And what do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat, like the liver and the heart and gizzard and stuff like that? The chicken what?
Giblets.
Alright. And what about the inside parts of like a pig or a calf?
What would you call the parts of them that you eat?
Well, all together. For a pig or a calf, something like that.
I don't know really a name for it. We have it like we got calf liver or the calf, the pig liver, and the we have tripes out of the cow, and they call it stomachs out of the hog.
But like you wouldn't have a name for all that together.
I'm trying to think. I just call the separate parts like that.
Okay. And what's the part that you sometimes eat that sometimes you stuff sausage in?
That would be you're using a casing.
Well,
it's a chitlin. It's a intestines from the hog that you you scrape it. You know, you finish it.
And Now, if you hear the cow mooing and your horse is neighing, and you say, "Well, I didn't realize it was so late. It's right on to what?
Feeding time."
And how'd you call the cows? To get them in from the pasture.
Most people say, you know, like a cow say, a coit or something like that, and come on, and he'll come on. You know, you train your cow like you do your dog.
Yeah, but what were you gonna say?
Coit. It's a coit, and they'll come to you.
Okay. And what about, like, to get them standing still during milking time?
You would say, saw and be still. Saw. I don't know why that word was used, but that's what I heard all my days. Saw. You tell her kind of saw, and she would just stand still.
And what about, like, you make the leg move back?
Back up. And you said, back your leg.